Encouraging every step. You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Rebecca Perry Franks. She is the Wildlife Education Director at Heritage Farm in Huntington, West Virginia. And Rebecca, for those who maybe haven't heard of Heritage Farm or aren't familiar with Heritage Farm, can you tell us a little bit about what happens there?
Absolutely. So Heritage Farm has been a passion project of the Perry family for three generations. It is an old dairy farm that has been restored to celebrate Appalachia. We have multiple buildings all throughout the property, that some are museums, some are artisan centers. We have Critter Corner, Nature Center, Adventure Parks, all corresponding with the theme of celebrating Appalachian ingenuity and creating a space for families to be able to create memories together.
Excellent. Now, your role specifically at Heritage Farm deals with wildlife education. I know you guys do some work for conservation there. Can you tell me a little bit about the wildlife conservation that's happening at Heritage Farm?
Absolutely. So whenever I graduated from college, that is what I really wanted to do. I wanted to celebrate not only the cultural history of Appalachia, which is what the farm had been doing for 20 plus years, but also our natural history of Appalachia. After all, we are called West Virginia Wild and Wonderful, and in order to keep it that way, we need to conserve our wildlife and their habitat that they live on. So a lot of what we do is starting with conservation is really all about people and making people care about God's creation and all the amazing things and roles it has in our area and how we are able to help keep them thriving in our community as well as ourselves. I myself am a wildlife rehabilitator, so injured, orphaned, or ill wildlife will come to me with the goal of release onto our property here at the farm back into the wild. However, animals that are non-releasable for one reason or another, maybe they're blind or they're too habituated to humans to survive on their own in the wild, they have their home in our Critter Corner or Nature Center at Heritage Farm. We call them our animal ambassadors. That way people get to get an up-close look at how wild some of God's critters really are and get to make those connections to foster that care and curiosity.
Great. So what kind of animal ambassadors do you have there at Heritage Farm?
The most popular is probably our possum because everybody likes to get to see a live possum up close and personal. But we have mammals, birds, reptiles, amphibians, fish, we've got it all, and we hope to grow it here in the future as well, with actually the addition of a couple elk, and I currently have a coyote pup that is far too habituated to be released back in the wild. So he's going to be added to our collection. Marco the Bison's a popular guy. Our box turtles are some of my personal favorites, that they all have really neat stories they've been able to overcome. We have all kinds of critters. We also have farm animals that are rescues as well. Pigs that people have surrendered because they thought it was a good idea to keep them in their house and then learned otherwise. Rabbits, ducks, and horses, cows. So we have a wide variety of animal ambassadors.
That sounds like a lot of fun. What are some of the ways that people can interact with these animal ambassadors?
So there's a couple different ways. Our larger animals, you can take a wagon ride to ride around and see. School tours, youth group tours can actually help feed those animals as well as an extra perk. You just have to book that ahead of time. And in our Critter Corner and Nature Center, we have our zoo guides that will hold the critters while you can pet them and hear all about their talks of the critters, and then some of the larger critters that aren't held, you can, if they come up to you, is our role. We don't chase after them, but if they come up to you, you can pet them and interact with them and see them up close.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned that a lot of these animals come to you as rescues. How do you actually get them? Where do they come from?
Most of the time, I work cooperatively with Animal Control and the Division of Natural Resources, who bring them to me, but also anyone from the public can call us, and we're able to help point them in the right direction. A lot of what we do is just educate people on how they can take care of the problem on their own, because a lot of people just don't know what to do whenever something shows up in their yard that needs help. A lot of animals don't really need to come to us. They're all right on their own, and it's part of educating the public. Things like, oh yes, mother deer do bed down their fawns in people's yards sometimes, and they'll come back and get them in a few hours. Just don't get too close to it, and watch wildlife from afar and enjoy it, you know. Educating the public is over half the battle of wildlife conservation.
Right. And you mentioned earlier that this is something that you came away with a passion for when you came back from college. And so I just wanted to ask you, maybe, why is this so important to you? Why is wildlife conservation such an issue that should matter to everybody?
Yeah. So if you go all the way back to the beginning of the Bible in Genesis, our very first two commandments before sin even entered the world were be fruitful and multiply and take care of the animals that the Lord created and placed in Adam and Eve's care and to care for creation. So honestly, obviously, God thought it was pretty important. He made all this beautiful artwork. It is all his craftsmanship. It all fits together in a glorious design that we are the caretakers for. And I feel like we have abandoned that, obviously, as very serious issues have arisen ever since the dawn of unfortunate being kicked out of Eden. There are so many things that require God's care and attention, but we should not lose sight of being his kingdom keepers is also taking care of all of those critters. He created them before us, and he created us to be able to care for them. And every single critter he created has a purpose in this earth. It is all to help ecosystems thrive, not only for us to live in, but all of that creation to continue to thrive in. He made it all and said that it was good, so that should be good enough, right? We need to be able to do all that we can to learn about it, to care about it, to remain curious about it, and take care of that commandment God gave us in the very, very beginning to take care of his creation.
Absolutely. And as you were talking about the diversity of creation itself, I was wondering, are there particular things maybe that are native to this area that people wouldn't know that much about? Because that would make conservation for this area unique, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot that people, when they come, they're like, wait, especially with reptiles and amphibians. I'm like, wait, you mean this is here? Salamanders especially, the Appalachian region has the most species of salamanders than anywhere else in the world, yet people hardly ever see them because they're mostly out at night or they're in creeks and ponds where people aren't frequenting. But they are taking care of things like mosquitoes, ticks, and other harmful insects, potentially harmful insects, while we are not even paying attention, yet they require extremely clean water. So it's a big piece of our education in our nature center. We have lots of salamanders, and we can talk about how we're able to keep that water clean enough for them to be able to continue to take care of us by taking care of those insects.
Great. And tell me, do you have other plans to expand the way you do conservation there at Heritage Farm?
So the future plans for us to continue expanding with wildlife conservation is to add an aviary for those injured birds that are not quite able to fly well enough to be released into the wild for people to be able to interact with, as well as also creating parks behind our new mountain bike park that will have animals that were non-releasable for people to be able to see via unique experiences like on those mountain bikes or even hopefully someday horseback riding. We just really are all about people getting to see native wildlife because we believe that people being able to connect and care about that wildlife and learn as much as they can about it is the best vehicle for their survival.
All right, so somebody's listening, they say, I get it, I love this, I want to support this. How can they learn more or how can they get involved?
Yeah, always stay tuned to our Facebook page, Heritage Farm in Huntington, West Virginia, and our website. We always post events that are going on those places. There are opportunities, especially for children, to be able to learn and help with wildlife conservation. More will be coming up, being posted soon, like specific junior biologist camps and things like that. If anybody finds orphan, injured, or ill wildlife, call Heritage Farm and ask for Rebecca Perry Franks. So that's another way as well.
Great. And finally, for those who don't know, where is Heritage Farm? How can people get there?
So Heritage Farm is located at 3300 Harvey Road in Huntington, West Virginia. We're at the very end of Harvey Road, so if you keep going and you think you're lost, you're going in the right way. we will be open in the summer on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you're interested in any of the special activities like specific programming or adventure park, visit our website to book ahead.
Excellent. Once again, if you want to learn more about Heritage Farm, check out the Heritage Farm page on Facebook or visit heritagefarmmuseum.com. I want to say thank you to Rebecca Perry Franks for being our special guest on our Community Matters interview today. If you missed any portion of this interview, you'd like to hear the whole thing again, you can find it on walkfm.org or starting on Monday, you'll be able to find it anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Just search for Walk FM Community Matters. If you're part of a church or an organization that's doing something exciting to bless the community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org, and who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on the Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM. Hope you're having a wonderful day.